Modern Day Marine 2026. Your strategic briefing. A 10-minute pre-game rundown for Marcus Priascia, Nevada. Marcus, you're a former Marine who lived the logistics fight on the ground, enlisted side. Supply admin, 1999 to 2006. You know what it means when a part doesn't show up, when the inventory doesn't match what the system says, when the supply chain breaks at exactly the wrong moment. Now you're on the other side. Supporting HQMC Installations and Logistics, LPI, their IT portfolio. You're doing AI, ML, data work for the same logistics enterprise you once served in uniform, and you're walking into Modern Day Marine 2026 at the Walter E. Washington Convention Center. 3 days, 350-plus exhibitors, 50-plus professional military education sessions, and a 4-day LOGCOM AI symposium and hackathon that runs parallel to the main event. Here's what you need to know. The Marine Corps is undergoing a rapid, multi-front transformation in how it applies AI and machine learning to logistics. This isn't pilot programs and PowerPoint anymore. This is real. In January 2026, the Marine Corps designated GenAI.mil as the official enterprise AI platform for all Marines, civilians, and contractors. Google Gemini is the first commercial model on it. Grok AI is coming. Any AI tool you build or recommend for INL needs to be GenAI.mil compatible. There's a formal AI implementation plan, NAVMC3000.1, a 56-page roadmap that went into effect April 2025. By this spring, every leader should have a use case prioritization process. The plan covers mission alignment, workforce development, infrastructure, governance, and partnerships. 6 digital transformation teams are already deployed. They live inside Dittrich MEF, LOGCOM, MARFL PAC, the Marine Corps Warfighting Lab, Manpower and Reserve Affairs, and MAFOR Cyber. 2 more are planned for IMEF and 3MEF. These teams build what the Corps calls potentially disposable code, potentially disposable analytics, adaptable battlefield tools, not heavy enterprise systems. And MARCOR LOGCOM has established a dedicated Command Data and Analytics Office, the CDAO. They are the organizers of the AI hackathon happening right now in those conference rooms. Here's what you need to laser focus on. The LOGCOM AI Symposium and Hackathon runs all 4 days, April 27 through 30, in the Convention Center conference room spaces. It was announced via MAR Admin 13126 and is sponsored by Lieutenant General Steven Sklenker, Deputy Commandant for Installations and Logistics. That's your chain of command. The hackathon has 3 tracks: hackers, meaning AI, ML, and data science backgrounds; subject matter experts; and support. They're building prototypes on predictive maintenance, data sanitization for unclassified collaboration, installation incident response, logistics and supply chain optimization, contested logistics and expeditionary operations, inventory management, and AI integration with autonomous systems. They're using the Nemotron 3, 120B Super LLM, and Cosmos Reason 2 vision models for the hackathon. The key points of contact are Major Matthew Miller and Captain Lane Johnson at MARCOR LOGCOM CDA. If you can get into that room and see what's being built, you will see the future your team is going to be supporting. Here's the thing nobody else at this conference can say. You're a former Marine who lived the logistics pain. Now you're the contractor building the AI and ML solutions to fix it. You understand the data because you were the one entering it. You understand the frustration of GCSSMC because you worked Tier 2 help desk on it at Stafford. You understand what Lieutenant General Sklenker's office needs because you're doing the work for them right now. When you walk the floor and talk to exhibitors, start with that story. You're not a buyer, you're a builder. You're the person who knows what the data actually looks like at the transaction level, not just what the PowerPoint says it should look like. There are 5 questions you should ask every AI and logistics vendor you talk to. 1. How does this integrate with GCSSMC or the Master Data Repository? 2. Have you worked with Markalog.com CDAO? What was the use case? 3. Can this run on GenAI.mil? Does it need its own infrastructure? 4. How do you handle data quality issues in transactional logistics data? 5. What's your experience with the AI implementation plan's requirements? 3 companies on the expo floor that should be at the top of your list. Number 1, TagUp. They build a platform called Manifest. They have a $2.07 million contract at Mag39, Camp Pendleton, funded by the Office of the Secretary of Defense. Their machine learning simulates supply and maintenance scenarios and forecasts part demand. The results are hard numbers. 20% reduction in purchasing costs, 40% decrease in material managed without compromising readiness. They also have a medical logistics contract with the Marine Corps. Ask them about GCSS-MC integration. Number 2. Uptake. They're working with DIU and Marine Corps Logistics Command on Condition-Based Maintenance Plus. They transform raw sensor data into real-time actionable recommendations. If your I&L portfolio touches predictive maintenance at all, find them. Number 3. Palantir Technologies. Their Maven Smart System contract was finalized August 2025. It gives every USMC unit down to the tactical level access to an enterprise AI platform. The contract ceiling is roughly $1.3 billion through 2029. Project Dynamis, the Marine Corps' primary AI-powered C2 modernization initiative, leads the MSS integration. This is the connective tissue between logistics AI and tactical operations. Also, find Booz Allen at booth 2843. They're showcasing Edge Extend, CardShark wearable compute, and their SITX situational awareness platform. They were named a leader in IDC MarketScape for defense AI services. Your schedule, Tuesday, April 28th. Opening ceremony is at 9 a.m. in the main briefing center with Acting Secretary of the Navy Hung Cao and Commandant General Eric Smith. Make that. The expo hall opens at 8:30 a.m. in halls A and B, 84,000 square feet. Give yourself a map and a plan before you walk in. Don't wander. Target the logistics and AI vendors first. The acquisitions briefings run from 10 a.m. at the acquisition stage. Watch for PMLI2SMC, the Logistics Integrated Information Solutions Modernization Program. They are exploring generative AI for sustainment decisions, which directly overlaps with your work. Wednesday, April 29th, there's a congressional breakfast at 9 a.m. at Tun Tavern. If you can get in, that's high-value networking. Contracts Industry Day runs 1 to 4 p.m. Acquisition forecasts and contracting strategies. If Nevada is pursuing opportunities in the I&L space, that session matters. Thursday, April 30th, the AI Hackathon final presentations and judging are in the morning. The closing ceremony, Semper Fidelis reception, is at 2 p.m. 3 things to keep in your back pocket. 1. Data quality is the number one risk. The Marine Corps Logistics Association has warned about garbage in, garbage out. GCSS-MC data quality depends on the accuracy of the person entering the transaction. Nobody owns logistics information management end-to-end. Any vendor promising easy AI integration without addressing data quality first is selling hope, not a solution. 2. Training is the number one need. The Marine Corps held its first generative and agentic AI workshop at Quantico in March. 350 participants from across DoD, 102 companies. The top takeaway was that training is the biggest barrier to AI adoption. Quote from the workshop, "If the Marines don't trust the technology, they won't use it. Your solutions need to account for the human in the loop." 3. Data silos are still real. Nell Comis, M. Sharp, GCSAMC. These systems have operated independently for years. The 2026 Marine Aviation Plan explicitly calls out breaking down these barriers as a core objective. Any vendor claiming easy integration across all of them needs to show you how, not just say they can. Marcus, you're walking into a conference that is perfectly aligned with exactly what you do every day. The AI logistics future being prototyped in those hackathon rooms this week is the same future your team is building for HQ, MC, I&L. You have a story nobody else has. Former enlisted Marine, current data and AI practitioner. Bridge between the warfighter and the machine. Own that. Go make the week count.